Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are on Season 2, Episode 34. Today, I am going to talk about some programming things. How do you kick off? How do you start into fitness? What is the best way? We've touched on things before, but in depth today, programming, all of those things, how many times? So the biggest thing that most people ask is how many times a week should they work out? How many times should they be moving? All of these things. So everybody is different, so it's determined basically off of how many days can you commit each week. Starting at least three, I would say, is the minimum. Three full body workout days is one of the best ways to do it. You then build yourself up. You have programming. You got to make sure that you're not doing the spaghetti theory where you just do something different every single day. You want to build on things. So we need to make sure that we're doing certain exercises, certain movements. One of those being squats. Course, a hinge exercise, deadlift, reverse lunges or lunging of some sort, a carry, press pulls. All of those are six essential movement patterns that we need to have in our programs. To start, that would be the best. A lot of I know trainers have the idea of doing multiple different days and all these things. They are awesome. Those are great ideas. But if you're starting off and you need three, is the best way to start, if that is what you can commit. If you can commit six, you used to work out lots, or five or something, awesome. Then you can start talking about the different splits and all of that. We have touched on that before as well. I think committing though to your program is the number one thing. You got to make sure that you can commit to it, you have enough time, you can make the time in your days, but how many times a week? So that is the first question. Once you've determined that, what areas do you need to work on? You always want to make sure that if you're weak in an area, we need to improve on that. Understanding that pull in your upper body is very important for your shoulders. If you're in an office job as well, realizing exactly how to reset your shoulders, hips, all of these things. Hamstrings get tight, pull. So putting these things into your program, lots of hamstring work, lots of pull exercises, great way to fix your shoulders and hips. Another thing is what goals. So always having a goal or two in mind during different times, that is huge. What areas do you want to work on? What things do you want to achieve? Do you want to lift heavier? Do you want to move? Do you want to play sports outside? What is it? So golfing, any of these things. Sitting down, first determining how many days you can commit, and then what are your goals? What areas do you want to improve on? What areas do you really want to take your fitness to the next level? And feeling better, all of these things can make a huge difference in your life. Programming, I know a lot of people fall into the, nowadays we've touched on in the last few weeks, social media and all this. You got to make sure the program works for you, finding whether you're hiring a trainer that suits your needs and exactly what you need that pushes you, not just agrees. That is one of the best things that I would suggest. Also, there's a variety of different fitness things. Are you more of a one-on-one person? You like to train on your own? Is there groups? There's tons of that. At our gym alone, we offer group training. There's also Pilates classes out. There's yoga, all these things. So understanding what dynamics you like, what areas do you kind of succeed in, are the most successful in and enjoy, that would be another thing that I would consider when you're figuring out your programming. Programming is everything. So as well as programming, a lot of people do online training or have their program outside of a gym if they can't afford, of course, to see trainers multiple or several times a week, or even just to guide them. It's one of the best things. It keeps you accountable. It makes sure that you are getting the most out of it. So a strong, good program from your trainer or whoever you're doing it is a great addition. Another thing that people don't understand in their program and all of this is their macro count. So understanding how much you're eating, you need to make sure you're eating properly for you to have success. So understanding your proteins, carbs, fats, and then your breakdown, how many you need, when you need it. If you're working out, if you want to gain size, you got to eat more. You can't be cutting all the time if you want to gain size and all of these things. So that's one of the things that many people fall into. They want to gain size, but they want to cut at the same time. It's very basically impossible. We need to focus and get on certain things and understand the macro count and the programming. All these things go all in together. So touching on this again, so I'm not rambling, programming, understanding how many days you can commit, that is the first thing you need to do. Then what areas do you want to work on? Do you like group training? Do you like one-on-one? Do you like training on your own? Do you like doing activities? All these things you have to consider. And then do you need programming, as everyone does? Can you do that on your own, or do you need to hire a professional? As well as, do you understand the nutrition side of things? That is the programming side of training and kind of the questions you should ask yourself. Now, and wrapping up, as always, giving you guys a goal. Sit down, think about it. How many days a week, what things are going to get in your way from you to be able to work out and get this? Also, eating, your programming. Have you worked with a trainer before? Did it work? Did it not? Ask yourself all these questions. Just let your brain kind of go and figure out exactly what areas, how you're going to commit to this before you pay for things, so that you can get the most out of it, whether you're doing it on your own or with a trainer. Ask these questions. It will make a huge difference in your life, and it'll help you achieve all that you can. Programming, as always, is the backbone of every fitness. The spaghetti theory of throwing it on a wall, hopefully something sticks, does not work. So you have to make sure that you have a program and you follow it and you get the most out of it. As always, ask yourself these questions. What are the things that get in the way? What are the things that encourage? Do I like working out with somebody? Does that person encourage me? Asking yourself what gets in the way and what brings you up. Separating those on a piece of paper, especially for fitness, and understanding what time of day is the best for working out and all of these things. So as always, before I leave, just have a piece of paper, separate them. What are the things that are going to help me achieve my goals in fitness and programming, nutrition, working out? Who are those people? And then what are the things that are going to get in my way? Eliminate or try to reduce the negatives and then increase the positives. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.